welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. I've been sharing on yesterday's broadcast about the love of God. And that is such a vast and a beautiful subject. Because we are human and we're finite and we're so limited in our understanding, we cannot fully comprehend, and we will only perhaps when we are with the Lord begin to understand the height, the depth, the breadth of God's love for us. He is the epitome. He is all that can be summarized in that beautiful concept of love. And as I shared yesterday, there's many different kinds of love. There's phileo love, brotherly love, romantic love, the love that we have expressed in the varying kinds of our human relationships. But yet, that love that exists in the Godhead, that agape love between the persons of the Trinity, is what God is desiring to share with us. He wants us to experience His love. And in fact, that is almost a prerequisite to be able to love others as He loves us. That was, you know, a final commandment that Jesus gave to His disciples. He said, a new commandment. Did you hear? A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And this is perhaps one of the greatest challenges of a Christian life, that we could truly represent our God, who is defined as that love that He possesses is defined by the Greek word agape. And this love, this agape of God, is manifested and operates only through God's grace on a human level. Do you see that? There's only a small portion of the greatness of God's love, and it's even hard to put words when you're talking about the love of God, the agape of God, but it's pure, it's undefiled, it has no limitations. That's the amazing thing. You see, in our, we are finite. How can we understand the infinite love of God? Because we are finite. We are only able to grasp in small portions, bits here and there. And this word was chosen by the Holy Spirit in the New Testament Greek to express the essential nature of God. Hear what the word says in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. How powerful is that? This new Greek Testament word agape is used to convey God's will to His children concerning what their attitude is to be toward one another. He wants us to move and operate in this. This New Testament Greek word is agape, and it's used both as a verb and a noun. Well, let me just pause for a moment and give you a little bit of grammar education or instruction, if you will. A verb is a word that characteristically is the grammatical center of a predicate. Now, let me just stop right here. A predicate means the part of a sentence or clause that expresses what is said of the subject, and that usually consists of a verb with or without objects, complements, or adverbial modifiers. Well, I know that was quite a mouthful, but let's give an example. Jack runs quickly. Jack is the noun, runs is the verb, and quickly is an adverb or an adverbial modifier. So a verb is an action word. It characteristically is the grammatical center of a predicate and expresses an act, occurrence, or mode of being. Simply put, a verb denotes action. And a noun, in that little example I gave you, Jack runs, a noun is a word that is the name of a subject of discourse, such as a person, place, thing, substance, quality, and a word except a pronoun is our he, she, her, that kind, and it, used in a sentence as a subject or object of a verb. Now, as I said, agape is used as both a verb and a noun. And in 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, verse 12, let's see what it says. And the Lord make you to increase and to abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Praise God. And then as we go to 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verse 14, it says, let all your things be done in with charity. And then in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 7, let me read just a little bit before, starting at verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness. The epitome is charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. God's love is seen in giving his Son for the sins of the world, for the completed work of man's redemption and our atonement. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 9 and 10, the word tells us, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. So this agape of God was given by deliberate choice by God, because there was no cause, no reason that man could present which could make God have this agape toward the human race, except that which lies in the very nature of God himself. Do you understand that? There's nothing we could have done to merit this. It's only God's nature that allows us to experience his love. And of course, the agape of God has perfect expression among men in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, we find that Christian love is expressed in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Vine states that Christian love has God for its primary object and expresses itself first of all in implicit obedience to his commandments. Jesus, remember, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This agape love, whether it is exercised toward our fellow Christians or toward the man in the world, it's not an impulse from our feelings. It does not always line up with our natural inclinations, nor is it manifested only to those for whom we have some kind of affinity or friendship or commonality. This agape love seeks the welfare of everyone, and it never seeks to harm anyone. This agape of God seeks the opportunity to do good to all men, and especially toward them who are of the household of faith. Praise God. Beloved, we have a high calling, and I just want to stop right now because I sense there are some that are really struggling in this area right now because there have been difficult people at work, or there's relationships in the family or with some friends. There are things going on that are not enabling you to really be as loving as you need to be. So let's ask the Lord's help in prayer. Father, you see all those who are struggling right now to respond in a way that properly represents Christ. And Father, Lord, you understand the offense, you understand the hurt, you understand the lack of respect, all the things that your beloved has experienced. But Father, we ask right now for the grace of God to be able to manifest the agape of God. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to experience your love in such a measure that we will be able to forgive, we will be able to embrace, we'll be able to go on. Give them wisdom, Father, in knowing how to proceed. But most of all, Father, we pray that every bit of resentment and anger, we rebuke that in Jesus' name, and we release the agape of God to be manifest and in operation for the glory of your name. We thank you for it. For my beloved, I would have you to experience an ever-deepening and richer measure my love for you. For as you experience my love, so will you be able to minister and to give out freely to those who need my love. And it will not be your desire in operation, but it will be the very love of God, my spirit reaching out through you, that shall touch men's heart. This is an experience that even the most hardened cannot turn away. They will respond to my love because I will prepare hearts, and you will see my God, your God, do a work because of your obedience. Father, we thank you for that word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for our time together, and I invite you to write, as I always do, if you have prayer needs, that you will share those prayer needs, and I will be faithful to pray for you. Should you use our email, I invite you to include your mailing address. If you just email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray for you. But if you would like a personal answer, please do share your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day. I thank God for your prayers in our behalf. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,